Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, letters, bread, and a Tim Wilson song. It's on the way in just a minute.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Letters.
We'll grab some of the some of our mail here. Apparently, there was a moment on yesterday's show. There was some confusion about a song. This comes to us from T.S., who points out that every time he sends an email, I mention T.S. Eliot.
Yeah, makes sense.
Born in St. Louis, I believe, famous American poet. He said, every time you read my name, you always mention T.S. Eliot, so I finally had to look him up because I had no idea who he was.
Oh.
In a weird way, probably most famous for the Broadway show Cats being based on his odd little side things. More importantly, The Wasteland, or... The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock.
It's long hair stuff. Yeah.
You find yourself reading that today.
It's a little thick.
What a break. He goes, my new favorite line from the show. Yesterday, someone said, I believe this may have been Chick McGee, I want to get the line right.
Okay.
That's not the right guitar man, you idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, guitar man. I think that was you. Well...
No, you said
maybe
it
was me. Yeah, maybe it was me.
Because it's a Jerry Reed version.
There's a great Elvis song, Guitar Man, that has Jerry Reed on guitar.
Yeah.
And I think that was added after the fact, actually.
Well, we were talking about Guitar Man from Bread.
Yeah,
he was
fishing, and they found him fishing, and he came in the studio.
Yeah, this is the Elvis one.
I put my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note.
Oh, yeah.
My son and I left King Street with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way.
Here comes Where's Jerry? It's amazing.
Jerry was very good.
His guitar player couldn't do that, so somebody said, get the guy who played it and wrote it, Jerry Reed. They found him fishing like a day later. He came in his waders and played the guitar.
Wow. He was great. Now, I love that Tim Wilson song also. Maybe we can dig that up.
I was going to say, I spent, it seemed like 4 days in a car once with Tim Wilson. Told me everything I wanted to know about Jerry Reed. I feel like I've studied, had a Jerry Reed course.
And Jerry Reed is, I think, most famous for...
Oh, Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
He's the snowman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Fred in the semi.
Yeah.
Hang on to your ass, Fred.
Fred and Beagle?
Fred,
Bassett. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And we were discussing the song Guitar Man, but you are actually talking about the one. Is that a David Gates song?
Yeah, that's David Gates.
Yeah. I don't think David Gates had but one hit as David Gates, and I forget what it was right now. I'd have to think.
I'll look it up.
Okay,
good. He went solo, Egomaniac, and didn't go well other than one song, I think.
But we got into this discussion, and Josh made an interesting point, a critical point that I admired very much. I believe it involves another band known as Air Supply. Do you recall your thought?
Yes, the first time Air Supply heard Bread, they said, "Who are these pussies?"
He did Goodbye Girl.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. With Richard Dreyfuss.
That was his most successful single as a solo artist, right. Goodbye Girl.
I love that movie.
That's a good movie.
Oh, that's a great movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Where he plays Richard the Third.
I don't really remember it.
And the guy from
The
Jeffersons is the director. He's terrific.
I guess Richard Dreyfuss was absolutely impossible on the set. I don't know.
Oh. Is it Marsha Mason?
Marsha Mason.
Yeah. Mrs. Simon.
It's been so long since I've seen that. Yeah.
But thank you very much for the letter, Tim. And I'm glad we've enlightened you about T.S. Eliot. But T.S., by the way, his actual name is Tim. Thank you very much. Now, I thought we'd play a little short thing from Tim Wilson. For those of you familiar with Jerry Reed, I think you'll enjoy this.
I married a woman that talked like Jerry Reed. God just didn't bless her with the vocal cords she needs. She looks like Cindy Crawford, but that ain't the way she sounds. When we make love, I keep hearing Eastbound and Down. I work 60 hours a week and I bring home my check. And she says, "Son, you got to take me out somewhere and throw some groceries down my neck." So I took her to a fancy restaurant. She looked down her nose and said, "Now why don't we stop at a Joke and Puke for some grilled cheese sandwiches?" I married a woman that talked like Jerry Reed. Ought to be on the cover of Playboy, cause that body's guaranteed. She talks just like that guitar man that crawled out of the swamp. That Louisiana low won't save you, son, when I knock you in the head with a stump. She thinks my name is Amos when she ain't calling me son. "Amos, son, I'm under stress. Let's go somewhere that's fun." So I flew her to Europe and I spent $10,000. She told me I'd have had more fun thumbing a ride on an overloaded poultry truck.
Yeah.
So good.
Love songs.
A little tribute to Jerry Reed. Thank you very much.
Throw some groceries down my neck.
Yes.
We were inquiring about the tallest listener we might have.
Oh, yeah. I think we got up to 6'9".
Well, this may beat it.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. I'm the tallest listener at 8'3".
I don't believe him.
When I'm able to find an open Wi-Fi and stay hidden, I will listen for hours. Your biggest fan, Sasquatch from the Pacific Northwest.
Well, there you go.
So that's nice. I think that contest is over.
Yeah, well.
With this kind of credibility, we should be doing a political show.
Dear Bob and Tom, my son had a Tom can't find the word moment. We need to come up with a name for that. A Tom Malaprop, whatever.
No, you create words when you can't think of something.
I guess Tom speaks okay.
A quick description of it. We all do it.
My son was about 5 years old. We were watching a parade. Many antique cars were passing by, and one car in particular was driven by a man wearing a cowboy hat. My son exclaimed, "Look at that man wearing a horsey helmet."
Yes!
How about that?
Perfectly valid. Oh,
yeah. Randy from Kentucky. Perfectly valid? All right. How's your cowboy hat coming?
Wore it to a soccer game yesterday.
Did you? Yeah. Right there on the sidelines.
Yep.
All right.
I wore the straw one.
Because it's still warm. Check local.
Did anybody come up and say, "Hey, what's going on, Tex," or anything like that?
Oh, of course. But it's a really easy way to shut them down when you explain, "Well, skin cancer." Even though I only have the basil, so I think.
Oh, God.
Shuts them right up.
What a rockin' tour.
Great conversation I just had with Tom Griswold.
No, I don't know anything about horses, but
Tom has a common touch. He really knows how to connect with people. Kennedy had it, and it's
drops
the same
the
with
big
Tom.
C in a conversation.
You feel bad now? I could have cancer, huh? Go suck it, pal. Okay.
Just warning people out there, you got to be careful. Stay out of the sun.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, I can't believe you guys talked about Joey Buttafuoco the other day.
Neither can I.
Yeah, I couldn't either. I'm with you.
Without having Christy Lee do her fabulous Mary Jo Buttafuoco impersonation.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. That's
What did it sound like?
Well, remember the story is that Amy came over to the Buttafuoco's because she was in love with Joey.
Right.
And Mary Jo answered the door, and Amy shot her in
the face. Shot her in the face.
Right, right. Oh, right.
Just awful. So, but, funny joy right there. Joey.
So,
are these people all still alive?
Mary Jo had a GoFundMe jaw after that because you get shot in the face, your jaw's not going to go back where it was.
I don't know who's around still and who isn't.
That wasn't either. Slimy,
ugliness.
Awful
story. Yeah,
that was requested by Ramon in Orlando, Florida.
We get a lot of letters from Ramon. Good,
we do.
Good to hear from
Ramon. Ramon's a good man.
Both Joey and Mary Jo are still alive.
Are they still together?
No.
Oh.
I don't believe so, no. He was...
Well, and Amy must be out there somewhere.
She's doing some movies.
He remarried to someone else, Ivanka. He married an Ivanka.
Okay, now is...
Man, I'd give $1,000 if that was Ivanka Trump. I don't know why.
Wouldn't that be so weird?
That would be unbelievable.
No, I think it would be believable.
Kind of.
That could have happened. Did she go to prison?
I think she did, of course.
Amy did serve some time.
Both of them did. Didn't he go for a year or so? Yeah.
I can kind of...
He ran a body shop. Remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you shoot somebody,
she's married to a guy named Lou.
Shoot somebody in the face. Was. I think maybe jail might be appropriate for a while.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
You shot me in the face, dummy.
Steve Buscemi.
Are we square?
She wrote a book.
Oh, I missed that one.
Amy or Mary Jo?
Amy Fisher, My Story.
Well, you know what? Yeah. We shouldn't say anything until we get her side.
That's right.
Yeah.
It might be the great American novel. You don't know.
Back to our letters. This is from Michael. I've been listening since the last century. What we used to call the 1900s. I remember those days. Punk Wi-Fi. I was a Marine stationed at Camp Pendleton, California.
All right, we'll have to tell Han when he gets here.
My buddy and I were out drinking. We wound up in a fight in the parking lot.
All right.
Ultimately, I knocked the guy out cold. In the process, he broke my nose. We got back in my buddy's car and left. I started sneezing uncontrollably. Ugh. There was blood everywhere. Ugh. His wife was not too happy about the car.
Oh, man, I can't imagine.
That was the letter?
What's that? We were talking about exciting sneeze stories.
Yeah, I threw my sneeze story away because it was so disgusting I couldn't read it.
I was in my ninth grade science class, dead quiet, taking a test. A girl in our class started out a so-called wind-up sneeze. That's the one.
Classic.
I've never done that.
She did the and released a massive fart.
I love when that
the whole class was laughing. She had to go out in the hall. Every time they tried to bring her back to take the test, the laughter started again. They finally made her take the test in the hallway.
Wow.
Eric, Eric, thank you.
This is an actual Tom Griswold sneeze recorded live one morning.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That is non-embellished.
I've had better ones. I believe I was recording some commercials in the behind my back.
No, I think the recording device was down the hallway, and it just happened to pick ambient sound from the room.
Like a Led Zeppelin drum session.
You can hear you sneezing out on the Dear Bob and Tom Show. You never did get around to playing Bread's "Baby I'ma Want You."
Now this is a song that both Josh and I despise because it's the Lawrence Welk delivery. A one and a two. Baby, I'm a mama.
It fits the flavor, the
melody,
the feeling.
Baby, I'm a want you.
I'm a want you.
Baby, I'm a need you.
I'm a need you.
Is he talking to a baby?
He's talking to his.
Listen to that voice.
It sucks so bad.
It's a beautiful voice.
If I said, "Baby, I'm a want you" to Kelly, I wouldn't have time to pack a suitcase. Isn't this my house too? Boom.
Baby. I don't want to know the woman who wants to be talked to that way.
If you grew up at a certain time, song that you would slow dance to.
You bastard. None of these days. I just want to be around if either one of you ever are. Just true love kicks you right between the
nothing
the eyes.
Has ever sucked harder than that song.
Yeah.
Baby, that's an amazing,
from
wonderful
note one.
No, what do you mean? Oh, it's wonderful right from the start.
You never question what he starts.
What chord is that? Is that a C as in crap?
I hope everyone heard Josh's already garbage.
Right out of the gate.
And it's got the sappy strings that kick in there at the end.
It should have come in later.
Do you guys not have a heart?
Are you kidding me? I probably love romance more in this room than
years.
Behind Christy, I think I'm the most romantic.
Okay, we'll get it together, $20 each.
Yeah.
If you say this to anyone in the next month.
How are we going to check that?
Josh is he's the most honest of any of us.
Oh, okay. So
I want you in some situation without being sarcastic to say, baby, I'm going to want you while horizontal. So this could be an encounter with some.
She goes, baby, I'm a leaving.
nobody, when that song was popular, nobody thought, what the hell is that?
Yeah, you never questioned it at all.
I can't wait for that song to come on again.
It was just great.
I love that song.
And you know, my point of view on lyrics, I think Papa Ooh Mau Mau are perfectly valid lyrics. Baby, I'm a want you. No. Sorry.
I think Brett had like 10 number one hits, seems like.
Well, I'm not saying they weren't popular. I'm not.
Great. Those guys were all session guys. Players.
Whatever. I know there's some sort of seedy underbelly that you want to ruin bread for me. It's fine.
Wait a minute.
It's okay.
Ruin bread.
I love bread.
I do, too. Bread's greatest hits. Man, on the way to Wildwood, New Jersey one summer.
Damn right.
I played it over.
I don't know if you know this or not, but David Gates, he only had half a penis. So I'm not sure if you knew that.
That's Carol Kay on bass.
That's Carol Kay wrote the whole thing.
Cut off in a bread box, actually.
Yeah, that's right. But they called it bread.
Well, they wanted to have five letters so it could be in Wordle. The original name of the band was Suck.
What?
I want to make it with you.
I hate this is even worse.
Oh, it just keeps coming.
I really think that we could make it.
Remember when make it meant,
hey, you want to make it
meant sex. It was so disgusting, and there was this song, Making It.
Really reaching out for the other side.
Nothing. What? Means nothing. Means nothing, and I feel
garbage. Yeah.
Well, I just tried playing it into AI, and it said, please turn this crap off.
Garbage.
Says we can do better.
Bread is garbage.
Okay, I'm sorry. Where are we?
You heartless bastard.
I have lost my place. Okay.
My God.
My childhood.
I need to know from someone that is experienced with medical stuff. Post-operative, a week after.
Going on. I feel like I got my hernia taken out.
This is a serious question. A week after, I need an anesthesiologist to weigh in. A week after surgery, should one be having extraordinarily erotic dreams?
Erotic?
Yes.
I don't want to hear this.
I don't want to think you had
something else is going on.
I mean, it is this unbelievable series of bizarre porno movies. I'm waking up in the middle of the night going,
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Weltsparwochen bei der NIBC Bank. Feiern Sie mit uns 80 Jahre NIBC und profitieren von unserer exklusiven Weltsparprämie. Wir schenken allen Neukunden 40 Euro Startguthaben und attraktive Zinsen. www.nibc.de besuchen und flexible Sparmöglichkeiten entdecken. NIBC Bank. Fair und sicher.